Department M, 11 Wolf's Lane, Pelham, New York, zip code 10813. Instant replay. Now you can see all your favorite sports films in the comfort of your own home. I guess I would say I'm a sports historian. So, yeah, there's stuff that people have made remarks to me about. Hey, you should have saw this. You should have saw that. And I'm like, oh, I've always heard of it. Never seen it. All right. Okay, this is for something that you could do to someone and you'd have control over them. What am I talking about? Here we go. Hypnotize. With a patented 3D hypno coin, free with 25 lessons in hypnotism. With the magic power of hypnosis, you can hypnotize at a glance. Make people obey your commands without subject's knowledge. Send $1 for complete 25 lesson course now and receive this fantastic hypno coin free! Include 35 cents for postage and handling. Send $1 for your complete 25 lesson course on hypnotism plus the hypno coin free to American Circle Corporation, Department H, Belmore, New York, zip code 11710. Hypnotize with hypno coin. I guess so. All right. What's this next ad? Oh, well, when you hear about it, you're going to have to hand it to me. That's your clue. Hopefully you have the strength to hand it to me. What am I talking about? Develop pulverizing hand power. All new Kerok. Takes just 5 minutes a day. Just $9.95 postpaid. Results guaranteed. Now turn hands, wrists, arms into arsenals of power. The secret is the Keratok Grip Developer, invented to help students of karate develop crushing hand power. Hand power. Oh, it's crushing hand power. Almost overnight, Kerok begins building power-packed athletes' hands. Yes, new Kerok helps you build a grip of iron. That bodyguard fist that could save your life someday. Get Kerok hand power. $9.95 postpaid. Send to Mark Grace Incorporated, Department K, 201 Lincoln Boulevard, Middlesex, New Jersey, zip code 09486. I think that's the postal code. It's kind of smudged. I don't know. Okay. Just to explain this to you, I don't know. It looks like you stick your thumb and four fingers into these sockets or wherever you could put your fingers into, and then you move it around, and maybe it has these springs or whatever for tension, or I don't know. I'm guessing you'd make your hands really strong. Okay, one more ad. I'm getting the heck out of here. Back to our story. All right, this is for an activity that you would do by a river. What am I talking about? Three complete fishing outfits. Nationally advertised 1974 models. Two loaded taco boxes. 66 deadly lures. 411 pieces in all. A sensational value for $14.95 for the deluxe model. Complete. Nothing else to buy. Nothing else to buy. Money back guarantee. Write to Nureski D. Discount Sales Department, F, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60606.
Get a fishing tackle box. It's actually two of them for $14.95. There we go. Bet they'd cost way more now, right? I don't know. I don't fish. Any of you out there who fish? How much does it cost nowadays? That I don't know. All right. We now return to Luke Cage, Power Man, number 20. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Didn't have to see it so cheesy. All right. Carrying a suitcase full of this junk heroin. Luke Cage pours out the heroin all over Cottonmouth's desk. Quite dramatic there, Mr. Cage. I trust this will elevate any doubts any of my men had about you.
Nobody's ever ripped off Morgan before!
Welcome to the organization, Mr. Cage. Mr. Slick will personally fill you in on the routines around here.
Luke Cage thinks to himself,
including, I hope, the whereabouts of the records that will clear my name. Clear my name.
In the days that follow, Luke Cage is showing the routines. He sees Cottonmouth's vile wares arrive. He sees how they process the heroin. He sees how it's cut and distributed. But he sees no records. Only that Cottonmouth is injecting poison into the streets. His streets. And he's got to stop that. No matter what the cost. Luke Cage is now sneaking around Cottonmouth's office. He is going through his desk drawers. He thinks to himself,
they're not in his desk. How could Cottonmouth run an organization this big without his records at hand? I can't wait any longer. Maybe the cops can find him. At least they'll shut down Cottonmouth.
Luke Cage uses a telephone.
Narc Squad. Oh, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, no. Make it the boss. This is a big deal. Lieutenant Burke? This is Luke, this is Power Man. Heroes to hire. Heroes for hire. Yeah. Yeah, with the hero for hire cards. That's right. Look, have you ever heard of Cornell Cottonmouth? Couldn't get anything on him, right? You come over to his office, my man. If you don't mind spending the rest of the year filing evidence to put him away, you know. Didn't think you'd mind that, eh?
What?
The lights go on.
Go on. Go on.
Luke Cage, Power Man, has been caught by Cornell Cottonmouth.
Oh, shoot! Just when I thought this would be easy.
No man crosses Cornell Cottonmouth. No man!
No man!
Boss, we can't stay here. The police.
There'll be a search warrant Mr. Slick, and that will take a few minutes. And that is time enough for me to crush Power Man!
Okay. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Luke Cage, Power Man, number 20, August, the year 1974.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's in Canada. All right.
Narc Squad. Yeah, beautiful. Nah. Make it the boss. This is pretty big. Hello? Lieutenant Burke? Yeah, this is Luke, Power Man. Yeah. With the Hero for Hire card. Right, yeah. Look, you ever hear of Cornell Cottonmouth? Mm-hmm. Couldn't get anything on him, right? Well, come on over to his office, my man. If you don't mind spending the rest of the year filing evidence to put him away. Ha, I didn't think you'd mind.
The lights switch on.
What?
Oh, shoot! Just when I thought this would be easy. No man crosses Cornell Cottonmouth. No man!
No man!
No man!
Boss, we can't stay here. The police. The cops.
They will need a search warrant, Mr. Slick. That will take a few minutes, and it's time enough for me to crush Power Man!
You could have been my right-hand man there. Together we could have taken over this city.
Sorry, big man. I couldn't sleep at night if I really threw in with you.
Oh, spare me the stories about the poor, unfortunate junkies I've doomed.
They're ants. Ants, and ants get stepped on. The strong survive. Men like me.
Like me.
Cottonmouth, knees. Knees. Power Man, right in the stomach.
And because you stand with ants, you share their same fate.
Oh, sweet sister. If he lands on me, ow!
Power Man lets out a big kick and slams Cottonmouth into a metal wall.
Oh man, that felt good.
Now don't go away there, Cottonmouth. I got me a few more ants to pay you back for.
Mr. Slick is standing behind Luke Cage Power Man. He thinks to himself,
he's forgotten about me. Bad, bad mistake there, Hero Man. 'Cause I ain't too particular where I slice a pig. As long as it's done, Slick.
Mr. Slick tries to stab Miss Power Man in the back, but the knife breaks.
Holy crud, it broke! My knife broke!
Power Man grabs Mr. Slick.
I'm getting awful tired of dudes trying to knife me in the back and then rolling their eyes when their toys don't make it against my heart.
Power Man throws Mr. Slick against the wall, smashing him against the wall.
It's nothing personal, Mr. Slick. You just happen to be the one backstabber too many.
Ah, he ain't getting up for a while. I might as well tie things up with Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth punches Power Man hard in the face. Power Man thinks to himself, my head is spinning. He's as strong as I am. I gotta get a breather somehow. But Cottonball, he's not letting up. Cottonmouth throws Power Man through a wall into another office. Remarkable. After all that punishment, you can still crawl. But you can't crawl far enough away from me. Power Man thinks to himself. Tommen, that's all I got. It's all I've got to be. It's all I got to be. The timing, or he'll slaughter me for sure. Can't crawl far enough, nor fast enough, or... Cottonmouth misses with his dangerous punch.
What? I missed.
Yeah, I made it to 5 minutes. Mr. Slick is back up again. He has a gun in his hand now.
Stand back, boss. Nobody beats upon me the way Power Man just did. Nobody. So I gotta be the guy who wastes him.
Stay out of this, Mr. Slick. I can't risk anything happening to you. Power Man thinks to himself as he's struggling with Cottonmouth.
Touching, that's real touching, but that distraction gives me an opening.
And that's all I ever really needed.
Boss, you're blocking my aim. I'm trying to shoot him.
You little fool! I told you, stay out of this. It's too dangerous. Power Man punches Cottonmouth. Cottonmouth falls into Mr. Slick.
Boss, watch out. We're right near the window.
Mr. Slick goes through the window. He's falling to the ground.
That man! He's falling!
People on the street scream.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Power Man thinks to himself, I sure didn't want that to happen, but I can make a good use of it. It's over. It's all over. Okay, big man Cottonmouth. You don't want to end up going the same route as Mr. Slick. You better show me your records right now. Especially the ones on the drug shipment hijacked a couple of years ago by Willis Stryker. Records? Mr. Cage, did you say records? Records? My records, they're down there, Mr. Cage. Splattered, 36 floors below on a cracked piece of hard pavement. Records? Mr. Slick was my records. He had a photographic memory. So if you want information on that hijacked shipment, Mr. Cage, you should have just asked Mr. Slick. Luke
Cage Power Mat lifts up Cornell Cottonmouth.
Wait! Wait! What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Luke Cage Power Man slams Cornell Cottonmouth through a desk, knocking him out.
Hey, Paper Chase. That's all it really was. And for some records that didn't really exist. And probably wouldn't have proved anything anyhow. You just keep telling yourself that, Luke Cage. Even if you don't believe it.
Luke Cage goes back into Cornell Cottonmouth's office. He picks up the phone that he was using on top of Cottonmouth's desk.
Lieutenant Burke? I'm keeping this phone line open, but after the sounds of that fight I've just heard...
Luke Cage picks up the phone and speaks into it.
I'd like to speak to Lieutenant Burke, please. He can pick up Cottonmouth anytime. Anytime at all.
Next issue, The Killer with My Name.
Or will the real Power Man please stand up?
This was Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. I said that too fast.
You've just listened to a reading of Luke Cage Power Man, number 20, August, the year, 1974.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
My moon,
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Just some terrific music tonight, but a bittersweet happening for Luke Cage. Too bad for him, but a lot of good for you. And why? Because it's Comic Book Radio Theater! All right. I finished up those stories faster than I thought I would. So, what I'm going to do is read you another comic book, or at least I'm going to read a couple of stories, just two, out of this comic book that I have with me. And it's one I just keep around the radio station all the time, just in case something comes up. We need some kind of entertainment going on. I just grab it, this one comic book that I kind of keep in my mail slot, and well, I'll pull it out once again and read it to you. What comic book will you get at this moment? It is The Peacemaker number 2, originally printed in a time known as May of 1967. So, spring of 1967. Now, a bit about the Peacemaker. In recent times, there has been, I believe, a TV show, not a movie, but a TV show, not on regular TV, it's on one of those streaming services, and has the Peacemaker character been in one or another movie? I believe so, but the reason why I know of the Peacemaker movies or TV shows or whatever is because pro wrestling superstar John Cena plays the role of the Peacemaker. I guess he was a little late on getting in on the comic book character craze for all those actors and everything like that, but that's what he got. That's what they gave him when he came to the window. The Peacemaker. Now, I'll tell you this. It seems like in those movie TV shows that John Cena plays the character of the Peacemaker, he seems like he's kind of like this psycho who just goes around killing people and, well, you're going to be peaceful? Bang, bang, you're dead. Now you're peaceful. That's what it kind of, comes across. Where in this comic book, which was, when originally the Peacemaker character came about, the Peacemaker is this, he's like a diplomat. He works for the U.S. government. Tries to smooth things over. He tries to smooth things over with those others that want to take over the world or have some terrible agenda that will just hurt people in general. So, our first story is about a guy, and I think also the people that his people, the people he represents, and he can shapeshift. He can shapeshift. He could change his face to look like anybody else's face. Which could be a problem. Let's say the premier of our province is going to make a very important decision. And, I don't think I want him or her to make the decision the way I think they should. So, I could change myself to physically look like them, and then I could show up in their place and then make the opposite decision that they were going to make. Well, the problem here is that this doesn't only involve Manitoba. This involves the whole entire world. The world's at risk here. Not good. Because of these shapeshifters, they could just change their look any way they want to take advantage of anything they want. And the Peacemaker realizes this. Will he stop them? You only know if you listen to Comic Book Radio Theater. I shall read to you The Peacemaker, number 2, from May of 1967. And when I need to take some breaks, we'll listen to music that was brand new back in May of 1967. That mid-spring brought us a band called The Zodiac. Have you ever heard of Jimi Hendrix? You'll have to excuse the sound quality. I'm using a cassette tape, and a really, really old cassette tape, like from my original collection of cassette tapes that I had when I was a teenager. And who who, dear people, are the Electric Prunes and the Blue Magoos. Any Blue Magoos fans out there? Psychedelic rock is the new it girl of the music world. Yes, it's psychedelic rock is running wild like Hulkamania. At this point. Okay, well, let's get to that music and let's get to that story on Comic Book Radio Theater. I read to you The Peacemaker, number 2, printed May 1967. You know what? I haven't played music from the PAC-AD in a long, long while on this station. That is what I'll do as I get myself ready once again. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We are based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Dan, attack from the most incredible menace to ever threaten Earth. Terrifying creatures of dark-heartedness. They call themselves the Survivors. Christopher Smith's brain, it reels under the horrors of this living nightmare as he realizes that here is the most sinister challenge ever thrown at the Peacemaker.
Yes, I like your face, Christopher Smith. It has strength. People trust it. Therefore, I shall assume it. Your face, Mr. Smith, shall be worn by the new master of the world. And this is the army that shall place me on that throne!
This can't be happening! This can't be happening! Can't be happening! It began only minutes ago. Christopher Smith had succeeded in having his atomic disarmament plans accepted tentatively by the great powers that be. The plan calls for an inspection team to visit the uranium-producing areas all across Eastern Europe to determine that no further tests are to be conducted.
Now, you can see, Mr. Smith, this uranium processing complex, it is now idle.
Yes, I see the processing facilities, Marshalov. But where are your workers? Where are they quartered?
They lived in prefabricated structures. They have been removed now. Now that the workers are no longer needed,
Christopher Smith, the Peacemaker, thinks to himself,
that's a lie. The slave labor was used in these mines. Some of them hadn't seen the light of day in 2 decades. That's pretty strange. Pretty conventional weapons guarding this area, but they're all facing towards the mine's entrance.
Now, if you step this way, gentlemen, come on. Mr. Smith, Christopher Smith, come back here. Come back here. You can't go there.
No. Under the terms of our agreement, I can go where I like. I can go anywhere.
Christopher Smith goes into the cave.
It's dark in here. And the sounds. This is not empty.
This is not an empty mine. I've heard that men have spent years in these mines, undergoing startling physical changes. Their hair follicles vanish. Their eyes become extremely sullen, sensitive to light. And they're muscular.
Whoa!
Come out! I mean you no harm! Hey, a rock! A rock is throwing at me!
They're incredibly swift as they leap for Christopher Smith, the peace envoy who detests violence. He reacts instinctively, hitting the nearest attacker. Get back!
Lego, hold him. Do not let him escape. You have become strange for a man who is opposed to violence, Mr. Smith.
You know me?
Oh, yes, Mr. Smith. You see, you have become the key to my plans. As such, you are entitled to know about them. My name is Bial, and by the way, now if you'll come and follow me.
More curious than resistant now, Christopher Smith is led through a maze of tunnels that suddenly open into a sprawling cavern. A city!
Yes, a mysterious, strange, ancient city. We were working on the mines when a new shaft was discovered. This majestic remnant of a vanished civilization. Everything was intact, including powerful weapons. And in that moment, no longer we the slaves, we had become the masters. In addition, all those years of exposure to uranium has given us unusual powers. Just watch. Here's how I looked when I first came here. I can assume the appearance of any man I choose, and Mr. Christopher Smith, I choose you!